When you think of ways to describe the city of Detroit, a lot of things probably come to mind. Maybe tall buildings, maybe sadly crumbling buildings. Maybe the word bankrupt is in there. One word you probably wouldn't think of is French. Well, Detroit's early settlers were, by and large, French and French Canadian. But unlike, say, Quebec, Montreal, or New Orleans, there really is no special French feel to Detroit beyond just a few street names. And that got us wondering, why is Detroit's modern identity so lacking in French influence? For insights, we turn to Guillaume Teasdale, who's a history instructor at the University of Windsor. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
When Detroit was first being settled by Europeans, and we know that was in the 1600s and then into the early 1700s, is it pretty safe to state that most of those settlers were French?
Yes, most of them were actually, we can say French Canadian. They were from Quebec. There were a few that were directly from France, but among the women, most of them were actually from Quebec.
So the main language was French?
Yes.
And then when did that begin to change and the city become more anglicized?
It kind of slowly started in the 1760s after the British conquest of North America. That was the end of New France, and Michigan basically became part of the British Empire. But even the few people that came at that time, the British people, there were only a few of them, so they actually learned the French language, and they married French women. And it really more started like at the turn of the 19th century when Detroit became, and Michigan became part of the U.S. in 1796. And after that, a lot more American settlers came, especially after the War of 1812.
And then, of course, we know through the 1800s, like we know from the name Corktown, that the Irish came pouring into Detroit, especially during the famine years in the 1840s.
Yes.
We saw Germans, we saw Italians, Poles. Why do you think it is, Guillaume, that the French influence in Detroit kind of got buried under all of that?
I think there's just so many migrants from New England and New York State that came like in the 1820s and 30s. I think thousands of people were arriving every month basically to Detroit, and I think people were just French people were just overwhelmed. And on this side of the border in Windsor, the French people, their descendants, they're still here, and many of them actually still speak French. And one of the reasons is because there was no, like, migration movement like that from Anglophones, people coming from somewhere. Like, there was nothing like that on this side of the border. So without that big migration from New England, New York, maybe the French would have survived, like, their culture longer.
And isn't that interesting, considering that, you know, Canada was part of the English Empire, the British Empire, and that nonetheless that French culture and French connection still stayed so strong, and we're just across the river.
Yeah, well, the British were kind of nice with the French, like they allow them to preserve their culture, their religion. And other things, and also in Quebec, even the land tenure system, which was totally different than the Anglo-American system, and this is something that did not quite happen along the Detroit River. So in Quebec, for example, people are allowed to stay on their farms the same, like they have everything the same, like regarding the land tenure. So over time, that kind of helped the French to preserve their culture, because they occupied all of the St. Lawrence River, like the shores, on this in Detroit a little bit, but eventually all these farms disappeared, and when the farms started to disappear basically along the Detroit River, that's when the French culture started to vanish basically.
And how much of this, Guillaume, do you think was because the immigrants themselves wanted to suppress their French language and culture and become quote unquote American?
That's something that happened that started, yeah, it happened actually, you're right. Some of the French people in Michigan started to want to feel more like American, especially with the American Civil War in the 1860s, when young Frenchmen from growing up on farms around Detroit were enlisted and go to war. And for many of them, for the first time, they had to be with English-speaking people on a daily basis. They wanted to fit in, basically, and they started to learn English more. And eventually, it became a negative thing to be a French Canadian in Michigan. And that's another thing. Like at the turn of the 20th century, there's so many immigrants coming to the U.S. that like the people that are already there, that have been there for generations, that speak English, they expect all of these newcomers to also learn French and embrace basically the American culture. And the French that were already there kind of did the same thing as some of these immigrants. They kind of started to, on purpose, to forget their own culture, their own language, to blend in basically and feel more American. And that's something that did not happen on this side of the border in Windsor. And again, that also helps explain why that culture was preserved on this side and not on the American side.
We have seen a few small efforts in Southeast Michigan to resurrect that French identity. It comes to mind that the Nom Rouge parade is happening now, and I think it's in March, isn't it?
Oh, well, I wasn't aware of that, but that's very interesting. I know that the many descendants of the these French Canadians are rediscovering their heritage, and they're getting organized, and they're organizing different events. I've been in touch with quite a few of these people, and I'm not very surprised now that they're organizing that, because they have like different societies, and they invited me to go give talks sometimes, and it's like I find to some extent that people like the French culture disappeared on the Michigan side, but people are kind of prouder today about that than on the Canadian side of the river, which is interesting.
Reflecting on Detroit's French heritage. Guillaume Teasdale is an instructor in the history department at the University of Windsor. Pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.